Summer is a time of reading in one way or another, whether you are two and being read to, or whether you have been a reader all your life. It is such a pleasure to have in the BookNote studio this month the children's book curator at the Ivy Bookshop, Rona Sue London. Welcome. It's great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so very much.
I know you've had a busy month in terms of coordinating the school summer reading program, but as that sort of starts to wind down, I really want to talk to you about the culture of reading. When children are not required to read, as for that program, are you still finding that this culture of reading is healthy, given all of the distractions, electronic amongst them?
Well, I have to say that if there's one complaint I hear, it is often that the pull of the ubiquitous electronics and screens are so hard. It's so hard to fight against that. And I really find that if you can try to communicate to your children the difference between easy and rewarding, books are rewarding. They feed your soul. And when you're able to show a child that, then you've unlocked the door.
And so I'm imagining that the joy for you is that you are dealing with young readers from pre-being able to read themselves all the way through to YA. So what are some of the books that you're just longing to put into youngsters' hands this summer?
Well, my favorite is Because. It's by Mill Willems, who wrote Nuffle Bunny, and it's all about the chain of events that leads to somebody discovering something new. So it's a little girl who, because her uncle is sick, she gets to go to see a symphony. And in that moment, because of serendipity and all the preparation that the conductor and the musicians have done, she has this glimpse of a different world she'd never experienced before. And she grows up to become a musician and a conductor as well.
So that's looking at the younger range,
absolutely,
right? What about sort of middle school?
So middle school, we have early elementary school, and a wonderful book is Knights versus Dragons by Matt Phelan. And it's about a time of peace in King Arthur's court. So there's nothing going on. And the knights decide they're just going to boast their way about all the wonderful adventures they've had. And in fact, Merlin sees through that and transports them to the time of dinosaurs, where they have to work together. Turns out two of the knights are girls, and they have to work as a team to fight the dinosaurs, which they call terrible lizards, in order to be transported back to the time of King Arthur victorious.
The YA movement has just exploded recently, hasn't it?
It has. And there's so many wonderful books out there, and they come from lots of different voices that we haven't heard from before. One is The Poet X, and it's about a young girl. She's a first-generation Dominican-American. She's really coming of age. She's 15 years old, and her body's changing. And when she gets attention for that, rather than being able to maneuver in that space, she fights with her fists. And she discovers slam poetry as another way of expressing her emotions, desires, all the things that are going. And she's learning to operate in that place of being a woman and being strong and yet being vulnerable and being able to communicate in a constructive way.
These are just some fabulous ideas from Rona Sue London, who is the children's book curator at the Ivy Bookshop. You can always find out more at theivybookshop.com. Such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for sharing your absolute wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful experience.
And I'll go ahead and post these details on the WBJC website.